everyone. Welcome today. We're sitting here with Trish Krieger. Hi, Trish.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So Trish is a medical spa specialist, and she specializes in laser as well as collagen treatments. So Trish, can we start out by you just explaining what that means?
Yep. So I started the North Shore Laser Center about 14 years ago in an OBGYN office, using a company called Candela, which is one of the first laser hair removal companies known, and they're worldwide. And I started just focusing on laser hair removal and skin rejuvenation, helping with sunspots and things like that. I was in her office for almost 8 or 9 years, and then I decided to go on my own, and she retired, and I got more involved in more products and working with a nurse practitioner and changing my medical director. So I expanded the practice into more laser hair removal with several different skin types, all skin types actually. I do veins, skin tightening, skin rejuvenation, nail fungus. And then I started getting into doing the collagen infusion. And one of the reasons why we started doing collagen infusion is because there are several people that don't want to do Botox and fillers. Not that this is a quick replacement for it, but it's more of a natural replacement for it. I use a machine called the DEP, which is a dermoelectric poration. It's a patented machine that infuses organic collagen into the skin. It's one of the only ways to get collagen into the skin. And collagen is actually a protein that holds our skin, our bones, our muscles together. And as we get older, we start to lose it, hence the sagging of skin. And that's a lack of collagen. Most women and men my age, you know, in their 40s, are starting to lose it very quickly. It's not an uncomfortable procedure at all. It's pretty easy. And you need several treatments for it, but the results have been great. It's also one of the best ways to hydrate your skin, especially in the summer and the winter seasons. I think one of the greatest things about it is that I can travel. So I've been traveling with it. I travel also with my laser. So I go out to Nantucket. I've been doing that for a couple of years, down to New York, and now up in Essex.
Yeah, that's great. I know we've had some real success here, and we're hoping to continue in the fall with, as you and I have discussed, doing a couple events.
Right.
Because I think the women thus far that have been introduced to it this summer and at the Pandas fundraiser, which was so considerate of you to donate, have really, I think, not only just been like wowed by it, but, you know, appreciated having something alternative to turn to and feeling like, okay, I can feel youthful without, you know, whether they want to do Botox or not, is that right, their business. And so I think the travel piece also adds another convenience layer for a lot of people. And as you and I know, as being mothers and women, we're super busy. And so that piece that they can drive 5 or 10 minutes to someone's home and you come, and it also just makes it sort of light and fun. Though on an office basis, I'm sure is light and fun as well. But so tell me primarily who your clients are and, you know, who your target audience is.
So when it comes to the laser piece of it, I have both men and women. I have a lot of teenagers, high school students, college students. You know, most of them are local in the North Shore. I also have found that a lot of women my age, they want to do something and they just don't know what to do. And they find that me as a practitioner, I'm the only one who works with what I do. So when you call up the spa, if you're having laser done, you're having it done by me. I don't hire anybody to do any of my procedures, that you develop a real relationship with them and trying to help them and guide them in what's going to meet their needs. So I have a guy that comes to me right now for nail fungus, and that part of the business has really picked up, and he's probably in his 50s. I have women in their 60s and 70s. I have transgenders. I have such an array of clients. And once they get to know me and they get to know what the procedures are and what their options are, and I'm very transparent, very honest, which is an ongoing joke about me as a practitioner, is they love how honest I am. They just start to figure out what works best for them. And there's a lot of confidentiality that goes on relationship building, because you're really dealing with some personal
Well, I was going to say, it's a super intimate job.
Yeah, it is.
Like, think about when we go to, like, the hairdresser, and my hairdresser and I talk about this all the time. How many, she talks about how many of her clients, what they share. Will they sit in a chair?
Yeah.
Right? And they're getting their hair done. Like, you're talking about really getting intimate in bikini waxing. I mean, not waxing, but lasering. And that, like, is a whole nother ball of wax. Or being, you know, vulnerable enough to be like, okay, I feel like I'm really aging and I need to do something about it. And some women have a little bit of, like, vulnerability around that. So that brings up a whole nother topic of they're sharing that with you. And then each time we go, I mean, if I think about the hairdresser, we always joke about it. If you think about it energetically, she would say that, you know, if you deal with chakras, and that she'd be in their head and the head would just open up and you just share everything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I can only imagine what women in your space or men might be sharing.
And yeah, it's pretty intimate. And, but, you know, I share right back. And they know that what happens in the laser room, whatever we discuss, stays there. You know, I follow OSHA. But I also know that, you know, the conversation pieces are very intimate. Or, you know, men that are coming in to have hair removal in their, you know, in the genital area, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. And it's, you know, for me, it's not a big deal. And I get them to be very, very comfortable with it. And if I, you know, I'll do whatever they want, but if they don't know what to do, I'm like, yeah, I need to get rid of this. So, you know, I make a joke out of it and it's fun. It, you know, as serious and, you know, as serious I am as a practitioner of what I do, I also know that sometimes being in a medical environment can be very stale and there's no bedside manner. And I find that's happening more and more with dermatologists and even regular doctors. I have a great bedside manner. So as soon as they walk in the door, you could just see them take a deep breath and be like, oh, okay, she doesn't care that I have this weird mole here or, and I don't. I really love my work.
And you can tell that, you know, I mean, you're super open and vulnerable yourself. So it allows your clients to have that trust factor right away. And I, you know, why. So I think it's, you know, we've kind of covered the travel piece. Can you explain, like, how many times, and I know it differs with each person, but I think people would like to know, particularly with the collagen or the laser, like, how many sessions they usually can expect to have to do? Let's focus first on the collagen. And again, I know it differs with people's skin, but in general.
So protocol is one treatment a week for 4 weeks. Then you skip 2 weeks and you do another treatment and then you skip 2 weeks. So the total treatments are 6 treatments and then people need boosts. And it doesn't matter under the area. So the collagen doesn't just fill in for like this machine in general isn't just for filling in lines and wrinkles and plumping up the skin. It helps with lightening skin because I infuse vitamin C. It helps with cellulite. It helps with stretch marks. We do a lot. It's a great additional modality to my skin tightening that I do with the laser. So usually 6 weeks apart, and then people come in for boosts. They may do it once a month instead of a facial. They may have a party that they want to go to and they just want to feel better and look better. So brides come in right before their wedding. I just actually was asked to come up for a wedding in May and do all of the bridesmaids so that the day that they just got to put all their makeup on, the makeup will go on beautifully, filling in all the lines and wrinkles instead of filling in it with makeup. It's actually not much different with the laser, depending on the treatment that you have. Usually it's 4 to 6 treatments. It's a month apart from each other. And that's how it usually is for all the different treatments, including the nail, fungus, and skin tightening. Hair removal is different. You know, some people need more sessions. Some people need less. It really, really depends on the person. Mm-hmm. So even though, and it's costly, it's an investment. But how I look at it when I tell people is it's expensive, but it's a lifelong investment. And yep. When you add up how much money you're spending on waxing and shaving, at the end of it all, it's actually much more cost effective. But up front, it's expensive. And I do my treatments pretty quickly. So some people say, wow, that was really fast. I can't believe how expensive it was. And I say, I can take my time if you want to, but most people don't want me to take my time.
Right.
Very, very happy with And I get all, I think that's too, like when I do veins and toe fungus, I'm like, oh my God, check that out. That looks awesome. And I get so excited about it. I think I get more excited about they do than they do. And then they're like, wow, you're really into this. And I really am. I'm really into what I love what I do. I love what I do with my clients because they're so happy at the end. And I also feel like I've gone through divorces and babies and all kinds of stuff with my clients. And there's the relationship therapy part of it. And it happens on both sides of it. So it's fine. I've had people cancel and say, I really miss your energy, but I don't need my treatments anymore. You know, I'll call you when I do, but I definitely miss seeing you. And it's nice. It's with every one of my clients.
So I know you travel to people's houses and you also have a location that people can find you, correct, in Marblehead?
Yeah, so I have a location that's very close to Vinon Square. It's on the border of Marblehead, Swampscott, and Salem. Yep. And that's at Oliver's Pond on Humphrey Street. And then I go out to Nantucket starting in September, October, and I go out there every 4 to 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then with the collagen, I've been coming up to you and having people do that. So when I do go to people's homes, it's a little bit more expensive, and I usually request that they have 3 to 4 people wanting treatments lined up back to back. Some people like to have their own parties. You know, we do events in Boston at some corporate offices, and they organize it, and there's a minimum that they need to spend for us to come in, and they travel. And that's what I do in Nantucket as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we, for all the listeners, Trish will be here on October 9th, having a fun, I think, almost full day, we've decided, of different treatments to offer. And so you can check that out on our website, and you can check out and learn more about Trish on our website. Thank you so much. Trish, have a great afternoon.
You're the same. Thank you so much, Charlotte.
All right, bye.
Bye.